Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, June 18th. The recovery that began in the overnight session continued when the markets reopened at 8:30. We had July corn finish up 22 and a quarter cents at 655 and a quarter, back above the 50-day moving average. That comes in at about 653 and three quarters. December corn finished up 33 and three quarter cents at 566 and a quarter. We were about 6 cents above the 560 50-day moving average in December corn. Open interest dropped about 20,000 contracts yesterday in corn. Might have expected that to be down a little bit more on a 40-cent break, but maybe some people stepping in to buy the break there. Taking a look at soybeans, we had July after the biggest one-day drop in Board of Trade history yesterday, finished up 66 and a quarter cents, so getting about half of that back, if not a little more, at 13.96. November finished up 60 and a quarter cents at 13.13. Moving averages in the beans, if you take a look at the July, you've got the 100-day around 14.49 and the 200-day down at 12.93. Taking a look at November, trading today either side of that 100-day moving average, which comes in at 12.87. Taking a look at wheat, July finished up 23 and 3 quarter cents in Chicago at 662 and 3 quarters. You've got the 100-day moving average at 661 and a quarter, so we're just above there at support below at the 200-day at 630, retracing pretty much yesterday's entire range. And in Kansas City, July finished up 21 and a quarter cents, 606 and a half, trading either side of the 200-day moving average there, coming in at 598, so holding back above might give the bulls a little bit of support there heading into the weekend. Taking a look at Minneapolis, July finished up 11 and a quarter cents, 762 and a half. We've got the 50-day moving average still hasn't been breached on this break here, down below the market at 732 and three quarters. Crude oil today also rebounding after yesterday's commodity sell-off. We had crude finish up 60 ticks, or trading up 60 cents a barrel right now at 71.63. Stock market taking it on the chin today, down about 400 points. And we've got the U.S. dollar sharply higher over the last several days, up 33 ticks today at 92.20. Recall that just about a week ago, we were trading down just about 90 cents. So we've had about a 2.5% rise in the dollar there. That also part of that perfect storm over the last several days, knocking the commodities down. Again, the break precipitated pretty sharply yesterday. There was a combination of things. You had the comments from the administration about whether or not they were going to give any waivers on the about $1.6 billion in renewable fuel standard or RIN obligations amassed by these refiners. And if those waivers were given, all of those bushels of corn or soybean oil, everything that was going to be blended in there would go back into our carryouts. So we'll see if there's any further news on that. You had China again last couple of days talking about tempering hoarding and speculation in commodities, worried about prices going too high. Not a surprise maybe that after those type of comments and a real sharp break in commodities, maybe we'll see some buying show up next week. Chinese, no strangers to getting markets to move in their direction and then taking advantage of things. And another thing was the rain that came through Iowa yesterday and a couple of days before, maybe not as heavy as what was expected, and with a good portion of Iowa suffering from severe subsoil moisture problems with the driest June in 129 years, they're going to really need about an inch a week just to keep up. So with those lighter than expected rains, we've still got a long way to go in this weather market. There's about 30% of the bean area still in some type of drought condition, about 40% of corn. So I think the market moving forward will really be paying attention to the weather forecasts. To quote Betty Davis and give away a little bit of my age for Sunday night, fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a bumpy night. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877 877- TT Hedge. Have a great weekend.